overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, hopefully they're going to be the views of our special caller, Jim. Jim, are you there? Well, no sign of Jim, so... Jim Corey was to be with us this afternoon. We were going to be talking about, you know, the fact that they in Florida now, they're talking about, oh, we need to protect the Alzheimer's patients. That's why we've got to insert chips into all the Alzheimer's patients. And, of course, we have to protect our dogs. That's why we have to inject chips into our dogs and cats. And wouldn't it be a wonderful thing if every child had a chip on them? That way we could have no mix-ups in the nursery. And, ladies and gentlemen, they always have an excuse. But what they really want is to have everybody chipped. They want a cashless society where no one will buy or sell. Yes, they wear the mark of the beast or be known by the number of his name. And people say, oh, that really couldn't be happening. But if you notice all those ads they have on nationwide television now about the Visa card, and it shows a fast food restaurant, and everybody's going through and getting their fast food, and they just run that card up and down, and then somebody comes, and they want to pay cash. They want to make their purchase in cash, and suddenly everybody leaves the line. And you have to understand how they play games with our minds, because you see, there is a definite effort to manipulate the public, to control our reality, and those who control this unseen mechanism of society are really the invisible government that truly is the ruling force in our nation, as Edward Bernays, who was the nephew of Sigmund Freud, said, we are governed, our minds are molded, our tastes formed, or ideas suggested largely by men we have never heard of. And that really is so true, and yet the average person has no idea of it. When they're watching television, it is being used to control the reality. And the ultimate goal is a ruthless, tyrannical dictatorship in America where no one will buy nor sell unless they have a mark or a chip or something of that sort, by which, of course, they're going to be able to determine what you buy and what you sell, and if you're on the outs with the government, you won't be able to buy or sell, and you'll simply starve to death. But this is the ultimate goal, and the question is, are they going to be able to accomplish it? Because behind everything that's going on today, there is a master satanic plan, and believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there really are people out there who do worship Lucifer, who believe, of course, that Christians worship the wrong God. And until we can get people to understand that there are two gods. Now, Christians say there are only one God, but the other people believe there are two gods. And, well, I don't believe Lucifer is a god, but I believe he's a pretty powerful angel up there who's, certainly has tremendous supernatural power and has angels and demons working for him that have supernatural power. And until we begin to understand that, we cannot begin to understand anything that's going on in the world today, either politically or economically or even certainly from a religious point of view today. So let's just get into this whole idea of the surveillance society which is developing, and it's developing very, very rapidly in America. And this surveillance society, of course, you know, requires them to be able to watch us from the time we get up in the morning till the time we go to bed at night, and then watch us at nighttime. And, you know, many years ago, the American Defense Department put out billions of dollars to develop satellites to watch so we could spy on the wicked communists. And most people didn't understand that we were financing the wicked communists all that time, because we needed an enemy, but now that communism is no longer the enemy, they can use those satellites to spy on the American people. Isn't that nice? Well, we're going to be back in just a moment, hopefully with Jim, right here at Genesis.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Where do you think one of the most toxic places on earth is? The answer may surprise you. It's in your body. The colon is a natural breeding ground for disease-producing germs. It may not sound like a very appealing subject, but it should not go ignored. For over a decade now, natural health expert Dr. Lauren Ritter has educated people everywhere about the benefits of internal cleansing. Now, these benefits include higher energy levels, more comfortable digestion, high immune support, and healthier looking skin. Now you can try Dr. Ritter's colon cleansing program from the privacy of your own home. It's safe and natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. Don't let your body be the most toxic place on earth. Take care of your health by cleansing your colon and body. Dial 1-800-890-2014. That's 1-800-890-2014. Call now to find out how you can get the colon and body cleanse risk-free for 30 days. Dial 1-800-890-2014. Call now.
Hey, Jack Blood here. I think that if we could see the germs and potential biohazards all around us in our daily surroundings, we would turn into Howard Hughes. We try not to think about it primarily because we might think there's nothing we can do about it. Not so fast. Now there is a solution. I'm talking about Hazarid Complete Protection Kits, available now at Hazarid.com. This is the single solution that is tame enough to safely conquer everyday household and business cleaning chores, yet strong enough to decontaminate biological hazards. Hazarid fights infectious disease and unsurpassed odor, mold, and allergens. This is an amazing state-of-the-art disinfectant with a no-questions-asked guarantee. Safe for kids and pets and indispensable for your home, car, or business. Wherever you go, take Hazarid with you. Call them now to order 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323. Or go to the web www.hazarid.com. Hazarid, Hazarid.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
We have Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. We're talking about the surveillance society. And now they have those satellites up there that they can actually watch you wherever you go. Of course, in your car, while you have the global positioning satellite, and they can track your car. If you have a cell phone, doesn't matter whether it's off or on, they can track exactly where you are. They can even listen to your conversations, at least with the newer forms, and you don't realize that. And they've had this ability to listen to our telephone conversations, even to hard lines, for a long period of time, but they can't tell the American people. They've been keeping dossiers on Americans for years, and I got my dossier probably 15 years ago with page after page after page blocked out, you know, in the name of national security, long before Osama bin Laden. It's probably because I'd been subscribing to communist publications for years, because I wanted to really see what they were saying. And it's the most amazing thing, you know, they never attack the Council on Foreign Relations, and they never attack the Rockefellers, and they never talk about the Trilateral Commission. I wonder why. Isn't that the military-industrial complex the communists are aligned against, or is that the source of funding for the communist movement in America? Well, let's go to Jim Curry, who's with the a cop. He is the fifth vice president of an organization of police officers. And Jim, thank you very much for being with us today.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan.
And, of course, you've written a fascinating article that appears on News with Views, which is the reason I called you and asked you to come on, because you share my concern, and I think the concern of thousands of Americans, about the move towards a surveillance society. So you pick up the story.
Well, I think this is something that should concern all Americans. The problem is that Americans are not even being told about what's going on. My article has to do with this new microchip. It's put out by a company known as Verichip, which is based in Florida. What they're doing is they're implanting microchips into Alzheimer's patients. They pick the most vulnerable among us to start this implantation of these microchips, supposedly to help these patients should they get lost, should they be victims of memory loss and become lost and need to be found, and that these chips will have the pertinent information, their pedigree, their name, address, date of birth, all the other information. And Americans, they're not being told that this is going on. As I said, they picked the most vulnerable at first. Alzheimer's patients, because they're not going to complain about it. They're being told, and their families are being told, it's to help them medically. The medical community is all for it because it makes their job easier, because these chips will contain medical histories. But most Americans are completely unaware that this is going on. It's already been used in European countries extensively. And now that they're starting, for example, in Florida, they implanted 200 Alzheimer's patients. I think Americans should be concerned about these implants.
Well, I think they should be too, Jim. Tell us, I didn't realize they were actually implanting these in Europe. Is this fairly widespread in animals, human beings, children? Who are they putting them in?
Well, at first they started with animals, and one of the problems is that there were cases of cancer in France and in Germany and other European countries that started the implantations. And in spite of that, the FDA here in the United States, Food and Drug Administration, still gave the go-ahead in spite of these cases, these studies that have shown a link between microchip implants and cancer.
Well, of course, we shouldn't be surprised. The Federal Administration is not there to protect us. And certainly, all we need to do is note that they are, of course, released many, many medications that are known to be carcinogenic, and simply conceal that fact. In fact, today, we've gone from, as it was at the beginning of the 19th century, for the beginning of the 20th century, early 1900s, from one person in every 33 with cancer, now to one person in every two with cancer. In other words, for every two people, one is going to get a cancer, and soon it'll be everybody are going to get cancers under the auspices of the FDA. And, of course, certainly we can't blame them all, but we can blame them for a great deal of what's going on today. And until people understand that you can never trust government to protect you, why, of course, you're going to continue seeing the increase of heart disease and diabetes and autism and allergy and asthma and all the other diseases. So,
well, what's even more frightening is the fact that we are very, very close to the government taking over health care.
You're right.
Say what you will about doctors and nurses and health care people. At least they are not part of the government. And what's going to happen, I predict, within the next 10 years, the government will be running health care. They will be calling the shots when it comes to health care. And so you won't have anybody looking out for the American people. You won't have
right.
The doctors looking out for us. You won't have nurses looking out for us. So the federal government, they won't even have to tell Americans what they're implanting in them. You go for a checkup at the doctor's office, and all of a sudden you're being implanted. I'm giving worst case scenario, But, you know, when you don't have that much attention, you're not reading about it in the New York Times, and you're not reading about it in the Washington Post, or ABC, or NBC, or any of the alphabet news organizations, it is very, I think, very, very frightening.
I agree with you. I share your concerns, Jim. And, of course, this idea of the chip, you know, certainly being introduced into the children in the name of, oh, my goodness, we got to protect those children there in the nursery, you know, from getting the wrong parents or the parents getting the wrong child. Or, you know, and, of course, this is all an excuse. I mean, they can always justify what they're doing in the name that they're there to help us, but they're really not there to help us. They're there to control us. And until people understand that there is a diabolical force behind this move for the identification society, why, nothing is going to change. So certainly the idea of chipping the Alzheimer's disease, and who will be next? Who would like to volunteer?
Oh, this is going to happen surreptitiously also. And I predict that the government will take over health care. The American people are being told that they're going to be out in the streets suffering from diseases, and no one will take care of them, and that we need Hillary Clinton's health care plan, and we need all of these different health care plans. And basically that will allow them to implant these chips. And right now, they may be helpful with Alzheimer's patients and certain people with other types of diseases, but there's no way of knowing what's contained in those microchips when you're having them implanted.
Well, tell us a little bit about this, because I remember reading your article mentioned that a certain number of these animals who've been chipped developed cancer or sarcoma in the region of the chip.
The problem is that you are introducing a foreign object into the human, into a body. The animals, it's now human beings that the chips are being introduced into. It's just not a natural act. We weren't designed to have pieces of computers inserted beneath our skin. It's common sense. The problem is that the FDA and other organizations are giving the go-ahead to companies like Verichip without really doing the testing that's necessary to make sure something is 100% safe for human beings. Another thing is that there's no way for a patient to monitor what's being put into his body or her body. For example, I go in for a microchip that I think is going to help me because I suffer from Alzheimer's, and I don't know what's contained in that microchip. It could be a GPS device, for all I know, that could track me and follow me around. So we don't know exactly what's contained on those microchips. We're depending on a private company, Verichip, or eventually the federal government, to be honest with the American people. And so far, they have not been shown to be trustworthy.
Well, tell me now, is the Verichip really traceable, from space, or is the Verichip simply... Yeah. No, Jim, I was wanted to know, is the Verichip traceable from space, or do you have to have a local monitor, some sort of a local a little machine that you actually can record the information off the chip with? In other words, how far can you actually, get a signal off that Verichip? Do you have any idea?
Well, the idea right now is that at hospitals, for example, they'll be able to read the chip that's contained in the human body. Eventually, the federal government will allow other people access to that information, which, again, that should disturb Americans, because the government is making the decision what information about you can be given to certain people.
All right, well, you hold on. We'll be back here in just a moment with Jim Curry and here at Genesis.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
The Alzheimer's diseases, and have they started talking at all about putting these into government employees or people in the military? Do you know, Jim?
Oh yeah, there's been talk of putting them into into soldiers and Marines and other military personnel, of implanting them into law enforcement officers and other law enforcement officials, state, local, and federal. There's been a lot of talk of who should be next on the list of people that will have these implants. Right now, as I said, they're concentrating on patients, especially life-threatening disease patients, and also children. They want to implant them in infants in hopes of preventing them from being kidnapped. You know, they always have a good reason for wanting to do this, but the problem is that you never know exactly what's being implanted into your body. We do not have the capability, non-government people do not have the capability of reading these chips to find out what is actually contained on them.
Well, do we have any idea what the incidence of cancer or sarcoma was in the animals? I mean, is this a very rare instance? Was this something fairly common? Because we know the veterinarians were very concerned about the relationship between the chips and cancer. So do you know anything at all about that? Jim? Jim, are you there? Well, I don't know. I don't know if we've lost Jim or... No, we're still connected up there. So if you're out there in the listening audience, give us... Jim, are you there? Okay, Jim's having a little problem there. But anyway, I think that this is something very, very seriously. And, of course, it's not simply the chips. Have you noticed that they want to put video cameras up every place to defend us against Osama bin Laden, who wants to take away our freedom? And that's why we've got to have those video cameras up there every place so every law-abiding citizen can be monitored. And certainly we've got to have, you know, more in the way of tracking devices. Of course, many of our criminals now can be let out on parole, but they will have to wear anklets or other things. And those actually can be tracked by satellite, certainly pedophiles, other people. So they'll know exactly where they are at any time. And who could be against tracking criminals and tracking pedophiles and protecting the public? But are we setting up a dangerous precedent that can be simply applied to literally every American? Right now, the chips are they're dumb chips. In other words, they will not receive a signal from space, or these are the small ones, or transmit to outer space. They have to be read locally. But I think it's only a matter of time before they're able to develop this technology ever more, and certainly the time is coming where I believe that no one in America will either buy or sell unless they have some sort of a chip in them. And I think they're preparing us for that. And, of course, you will find that many of the advertisements are out there telling you and the listening audience, oh, you don't have to be worried about chips. Why, what it says in the Bible is you have to worship the beast, and it's worshiping the beast is not whether you have a chip. It has nothing to do with economics. And when I read my scriptures and I say it'll have, you'll neither be able to buy nor sell unless you have known where the mark of the beast or known by the number of his name. That sure sounds like economics to me, doesn't it, to you? And who is it who's investing so much money? Who is investing so much money to convince the American people that the mark of the beast is all about worship? It has nothing to do with economics, and I guess they must figure we're really pretty dumb. Jim, are you there?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay, fine. Do we have any idea, of course?
I was listening to what you were saying, and people that I have spoken to in law enforcement, people in the church, they have said the same thing, that this is really... the mark, what's been prophesied as the mark of the beast, the idea that you will not be able to buy, sell, or partake of our economy unless you have this chip, government sanctioned chip in your system, and this is a very, very dangerous precedent.
Well, that thought will be right back, Jim. We've got to go to a break right now.
Okay.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
The Digestive Tract, a natural waste factory built within all of our bodies. Roughly 25 feet of tunnels designed to absorb nutrition and then dispel the waste. But what happens when the waste gets clogged up? More than 4 million Americans have frequent constipation, accounting for 2.5 million physician visits a year. Now there's AlloCleanse, an all-natural formula based on herbs and safe enzymes. AlloCleanse gently sweeps the entire digestive tract and supports comfortable, regular bathroom habits. You'll feel lighter, and you'll feel clean inside. And when you remove the waste buildup with AlloCleanse, you'll have more energy. Energy to use on other things, besides worrying about constipation.
For a risk-free trial of AlloCleanse, call 1-800-890-3525. Call in now to find out how you can get two free gifts with your order. Try AlloCleanse risk-free by calling 1-800-890-3525. That's 1-800-890-3525.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp. This God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powders, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Dr. Stan Baker, the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Jim Curry. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791 if you have a question or comment. But Jim, before we go on, let's get your website out there and tell them a little bit about the organization you work for.
Okay, my website is jimcurry.us, jimcurry.us. And the National Association of Chiefs of Police, we're a nonprofit organization. We have about 14,000 members who are police chiefs and command officers and sheriffs, and also directors of corporate security from all across the country. We only allow American law enforcement people membership. We're not an international organization. We tend to be conservative in our politics, even though we're not allowed to endorse political candidates because of our tax exempt status. We do speak out on issues, and many of the issues we speak out on have to do with politics. For example, what we're talking about today, the implications of these microchip implants. is something that's very disturbing to a lot of law enforcement people, because we are the ones who are being told that that may have to have these inserted into our bodies. Same thing with the military. I mentioned that before. They want to put these chips inside our military people. The idea is always that it's for our benefit, but we cannot trust these political hacks in Washington to do the right thing by us. We've seen that time and time again. It's about power to them. It's not about our protection, and it's not about our safety.
Amen to that. I certainly agree with you. Well, our telephone number, 1-800-259-5791. And certainly, there are a lot of people out there who are concerned about this. And certainly, the chip is simply one of the multiple methods that are being used to track us today. I've been listening to our telephone calls in the name of trying to defeat the wicked Osama bin Laden living in the cave. That's why we've got to read everybody's emails and everybody's faxes and listen in on all phone calls because, well, after all, anybody might be a terrorist. And the trouble is, I think that probably more and more young Muslim people are being attracted into this absurd way of life and these absurd philosophies. And the longer we keep doing what we're doing and having people out there actually encouraging this way of life, why, incidentally funded many times with your money, with your tax money, why the more people we're going to lose into this hopeless system that it gives people a religion based entirely upon fear, and of course a religion that if you try to leave it, they will simply kill you. So we've got a real problem today. But let's get back to this whole idea of the use of the chips. Have they talked about this at all, putting them into school children, do you know?
Oh, yeah. That's one of the primary things. What they're doing is they're starting off, they started off with animals, of course. But what they're doing is they're first using these chips, microchips, on the most vulnerable and least powerful people in our society. That is healthcare patients, Alzheimer's patients and diabetics and other people with other diseases, children, babies, and so we're seeing this. It's a gradual process. It's not going to happen overnight. None of this ever happens overnight. The idea is to get Americans used to the idea of having a foreign object inserted into their bodies. And when you have people like Hillary Clinton, for example, who I talked about this during her husband's administration, talked about a microchip that would contain your entire medical history. Well, that may be true. It may contain your entire medical history, but you don't know what else it contains. You have no idea what that chip is containing about you, your families, about things that you have done as far as work, as far as education, as far as your political beliefs, as far as your religious beliefs. You don't know what's being put on. One of the big issues was patient privacy, privacy of a patient's information. I've known nurses who were terminated from their employment because they had a big mouth about a patient's condition. But what they've done, they've turned the statutes on their heads. For example, in a state like New Jersey, there is ways to get around having your medical information divulged to third parties, whether they're insurance companies, the government, different agencies. And so, when they talk about privacy, they really talk about no privacy. And I've seen that up close and personal. I worked as a director of security at a hospital, and I saw patient information being divulged to third parties without the patients knowing it.
And I really think, because it's so often people are so trusting, they find it difficult to believe that anybody could smile at them and tell them one thing when they meant exactly the opposite. But I hate to say it, but you got to be a little paranoid, because you're only paranoid when you imagine people are out to get you, and there really are people out there who are out to get you. So again, I tell them.
Sometimes the paranoid aren't really paranoid. It's right. The truth. A lot of cops are accused of being paranoid, it's not that we're paranoid, it's just that we know human nature. We know how human beings operate. We know how politicians operate. And politicians, again, as I said before, they're looking out for their own power. They don't care about implants and patients. They don't care about privacy issues. They don't care about protecting Americans. They care about achieving power. And right now, the people, if you look at the people who are running for president on both sides, Republicans and Democrats, they're all waving health care in front of the American people, scaring them into thinking that they're going to end up dying on the streets. And all the while, they are really using the health care issue to obtain information on Americans.
Well, not only that, of course, but the thing is that any problems we have with American medicine today, and there are many of them, I will acknowledge, but all of them can be directly traced back to government. When I first went into medicine, and remember that I graduated from medical school over 55 years ago, and certainly, at that time, every county in the United States was responsible for people in their county getting health care, and if they couldn't afford it, then it was up to the county to either provide it in that county or pay for it in an adjacent county, and nobody went without medical care. And there was always some way of getting medicines for people.
There was,
and an awful
right.
lot of doctors didn't charge people with cancer for their treatment, and there was a whole different attitude. Patients were patients, and doctors were doctors, and we changed that. Patients have become consumers, doctors have become providers. Hospitals are no longer there to take care of people, they're there to make money. And, ladies and gentlemen, this is all a direct result of what government has done. And if you think things are bad now, you wait till government runs it, and you're not going to be able to get your medical treatment unless you bribe the doctor and the nurse, exactly as they do in the real socialist countries, in what was once known as the Soviet Union. A wonderful
system. Well, that's what P.G. O'Rourke, I don't know if you ever read anything by him, he's the satirist. P.G. O'Rourke once said before Congress, he said that if you think health care is expensive now, wait till you see how expensive it is when it's free. I know exactly what he means. The history of health care in the United States, for example, I'm from New York. I was born and raised in the Bronx. Many of the hospitals that were built by the Jews that came into the United States in the early 1900s. They created these hospitals because they needed to take care of their own people. If you look at other hospitals in the New York metro area, they were created to take care of specific groups of people so that they would not be without health care. Now these health care organizations have become multinational healthcare conglomerates, and we're seeing more and more of that. And as that happens, that's where you have the problems of expensive healthcare.
Amen to that. Well, I can remember being in many Catholic hospitals, and they really were compassionate and concerned, but that's no longer the case. Now medicine is a business, and the same thing is true with the Protestant hospitals and now the for-profit hospitals. At least they're, you know, they're honest. I mean, they're in it to gouge out every cent they can, whereas, you know, but it used to be that hospitals were there to take care of people. I can remember when one of the finest rooms in Merritt Hospital in Oakland was $13 a day, and that included literally all the... The charges, $13 a day. I mean, you can't even, you know, you're talking, you know, many of our hospitals are $20,000 a day if you're going to have some surgery then.
Oh, sure.
And you're
sure.
Even lucky to get a beetle with that.
I was just in a hospital in January for a stroke, and it the bill was $210,000.
Right.
$210,000. We're talking almost $250,000. And that is an extraordinary amount of money. And that didn't include every doctor that looked at my x-rays, because they charge you. They pick up the x-ray, they look at it, you get charged, whether you're their patient or not. You know? And it has become extremely expensive. And that is why, getting back to what we were discussing with these microchips, that's why we cannot trust the federal government with health care, because they just compound the problems.
And that's why we can't trust them with our medical care either. This is the thing. So if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number, 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And of course, you could always give a justification why the chips are important. I can certainly tell you that we're working in an emergency room. Somebody comes in, you don't have a history on them. You don't know what medicines they're allergic to. You don't know what medicines they may be taking. It would sure be nice to have a history on them, and that's the first thing you do when you can, talk to their families. But the whole idea, they want to put the chips in people, and then they say this is going to solve all of the problems. Now, you can tell if they have an allergy. You just have to call in the number to the central, you know, the central recording government database, and they can tell you what medicines they're taking and how to contact
a
relative.
Well, you know, a doctor friend of mine asked rhetorically, why can't you just wear a bracelet with all of this information in there?
And you should
that
be
can
able
be
to
removed
course.
By whomever the person is. If you decide you don't want this on there, on your wrist, you could take it off.
Sure.
You can't take out a microchip on your own. I mean, you could, but I think you'd be foolish doing that. But you know, why not just have these like a life alert? Bracelets containing the information contained on those microchips, because the federal government, our government, and other governments around the world want to get inside the human body and put these chips inside the human body. It goes far beyond health care.
It sure does, and it goes right back to that old adage, you'll either buy or sell. Unless, of course, you wear the mark of the beast or known by the number of his name. And that is really the common denominator. But they're not going to tell you that. Oh, no, we're from the government. We're so compassionate. We want to help you and the Alzheimer's disease patients and the little animals and certainly the children and diabetics going to the emergency room who have people who have allergies. They lie and they lie and they lie. And they're always all good explanations, but understand it's really all about tracking you out there in the audience. Well, Jim, we've only got about 2 minutes before I have to let you go. What is the parting thought you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Oh, I think that Americans, you know, we got to stop worrying about some of the nonsense that we have, for example, presidential candidates talking about. And really start to, you know, we have to do it ourselves. We got to go on the internet. We got to read what's going on in Europe. In fact, I'm working on an article now. In Europe, in Germany, they're encouraging incest. They want parents to get sexually involved with their own kids. I know it sounds incredible, but it's true. And you know, this stuff is happening, and whatever happens over there is going to start happening here. And, you know, talking about Oprah Winfrey and talking about Britney Spears is not going to alert Americans to what's going on. And I think Americans, you know, we owe it to us, ourselves, and our families to know what's going on in this world.
Oh, I agree with you totally. In fact, most of what we hear about Britney Spears and about Hilton and, you know, all of this is simply to take our mind off the really important issues. Well, I want to thank us very much for being with us, Jim. It's always a pleasure. And hope we catch you back on some of our other programs in the very near future. Bye-bye, and God bless.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, and that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound, and the best part? My listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
Dan back here at the Center for Communication Network. I suggest several of our 4-tape sets to you, some of the newer ones. We have one called The Truth About the Holocaust. We have another one called The Other Holocaust. We have a 4-tape set on the North American community and the demise of national sovereignty. And if you get the book, The Late Great USA by Dr. Jerome Corsi, along with that 4-tape set, why, and you ask for it, why, we'll give you the $5 off. We think it's so important that you read the book and, of course, listen to those interviews, some of which are with Dr. Corsi. Then we have a 4-tape set on medical myths, what you need to know. And, of course, we have a 4-tape set with Dr. Blaylock, Russell Blaylock. His information is vitally important. We have a 4-tape set on the impending police state, globalism, the secret threat, and, of course, the changing church. We have a new 4-tape sets on the secret history of America's empire, of the American empire, and that goes along with a book by John Perkins, a secret history of the American empire. You need to understand we have an American empire. That's why we're fighting over in Iraq today. They're going to tell you it's all about oil. And if we're trying to get the price of oil down, we're sure doing a poor job because the price keeps going up. Of course, you understand we are never going to pull our troops out of Iraq. The plan is to leave them there indefinitely. And fortunately, President Bush now has confirmed what I've been telling my listeners all along. The plan is permanently stationing American troops in Iraq. And, of course, my fear is that they may, you know, go ahead and attack in Iran and just hope and pray that I'm wrong. Because, of course, as one of the Soviet leaders said recently, if that should happen, this would be a catastrophic event. And I really believe that. So, basically, we do hope that many of you want to get my material on Iraq, the untold story, with a syllabus that takes you into the background of the project for the new American century. A little group of people, including Jeb Bush, Dick Cheney, Donald Rumsfeld, Paul Wolfowitz, John Bolton, and Gary Bauer, and Frank Gaffney, and William Bennett, and, of course, Norman Potter Oates and the others, all got together back in the year 1997 and decided they were going to take over our government, and they did. And but the story of Iraq, the untold story, or if you want a more modern update of that, called The Untold Story of Wars, why they're both available from Radio Liberty, but basically the same story. And you will want to get the syllabus because it'll have all the documentation on everything we're talking about. Understand that nothing is as it appears to be. You need to get our 4-tape set on the secret behind the secret to understand this organized effort to recruit people into the occult. And that's what they're doing in Rhonda Byrne's book and her DVD, An Introduction to Occult Thinking, and of course into getting in touch with your spirit guide, the demon who is there to guide you. You'll want to get my talk, The Brotherhood of Darkness. You'll want to get my DVD and the syllabus that goes with it entitled Forbidden Secret. You'll certainly want to get our 4-tape set on the financial tsunami to understand what happened today as they cut the interest rate and decided to simply sacrifice the American dollar. Because, of course, by lowering the interest rate a half a point, they have simply said, we're not going to protect the dollar. We're going to have rapid inflation. Do you know a better way to impoverish our people than to, of course, destroy the value of our currency? And that's what the Fed did today. And so the financial tsunami syllabus, the financial tsunami talk, are vitally important to understand what's going on. You'll certainly want to get my little pamphlet on the history of money. It's all of these factors are important, and we have things you'll never get elsewhere. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. Remember, we're having an all-day conference on the 28th of October. That's a Sunday. 28th of October, we're bringing in outside speakers. It'll start at 8 o'clock in the morning, go until late in the evening. We'll be serving lunch. See if you can make it. I think you'll really enjoy it here at Radio Liberty.
Now, now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
You are listening to GCN.
Well, this is Arthur Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, this afternoon are the views of Cheryl. We won't use her last name, but Cheryl is one of our media consultants, and she lives a full time in Israel. She does come home from time to time, and we're so fortunate to have her with us at this time to bring us abreast of what's really happening in the Holy Land, because Israel is the Holy Land, both Palestinian part of it and the Israeli part of it, but it's the land that is discussed so widely in the Bible, and there's so much precedent of history and the history of Christianity there. Cheryl, thank you so very much for being with us.
Yeah, it's nice to be with you.
All right, fine. How long are you going to be in the United States before you go back again?
I'll be here 3 months. I'll be speaking the whole time I'm here, though.
All right, fine. So we're lucky to get Cheryl because she's very much sought after. And she will, of course, bring us up to date on what's going on over there in Israel. So why don't you just go ahead and start talking, and I'll interrupt every now and then. But what's going on in Israel? What is happening as far as the people is concerned? What's happening to the confidence of the people as far as the country is concerned? What about the possibility of war over there? And so you pick a story up.
Yeah, well, there's a lot going on, as you know, and things are escalating at this point. As far as war happening in Israel, it's imminent, but we just don't know when. And they did think there would be a war this summer, and it's been held off. But there's a lot of problems going on around the borders in Israel and inside of Israel because of the Palestinian Authority and Hamas fighting with Fatah. I can go into that a little bit later and tell you exactly what's going on there. But also, people are looking forward to new elections because they're afraid of giving away more land. And there's talk right now of giving away the Golan Heights to Syria, which would actually be very harmful to Israel.
No, of course it certainly would be, and the fact that everything looks like Olmert is certainly intent upon giving away just as much of Israel as he can, you know, before, of course, he gets voted out of office. And how soon do you think those elections will be held?
Well, I don't know that. I can't answer that, but I know that Benjamin Netanyahu, is preparing for those elections, and he has promised the people he would not give up the land. And the people are saying, wait a minute, we have given up land before. Look what happened in Gaza. Look what happened before. And we don't have peace yet. Why are we giving up more?
Amen. And, of course, the politicians always tell you what they want you to hear. And then, of course, they get in the power and they carry out the agenda. Well, anyway, of course, certainly they have given up so much land. And Israel has been reduced in size to just a very, very small part of it, what it was just a few years ago. Why have they given up so much of the land? This just doesn't make any sense.
You know, it really doesn't make any sense. It sounds good on the outside, and peace for land, and actually it hasn't happened, and it hasn't worked. And you're right, it's gotten so small, Dan, that I was actually up north. I had some friends with me, and we were driving. We were by the Lebanese border, coming back down from Matula. I decided to stop and show these boys a couple things, and as we did that, a Katyusha went right over our heads.
Now, this is a rocket, isn't it?
Yeah, Katyusha's a rocket. It came from Hezbollah.
Right.
And it flew right over our heads and hit in the next town where we would have been if we wouldn't have stopped. So this is how close everything is. People from Lebanon can shoot right into the towns. If Syria gets the Golan, they're going to be able to shoot right into Tiberias, to the Sea of Galilee area. Gaza, they're still firing rockets right into Beersheba, or into the Negev, into the southern part of Israel, and to Ashkelon. It's just incredible how far they're reaching into Israel.
And, of course, Israel is under attack today. We don't ultimately think of it, but, I mean, the hardly a day goes by where there aren't a number of rocket attacks on one or another part of Israel. We'll be back in just a moment with Cheryl.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Of these two Muslim groups. And they are more trusted by the people, because when they get money in, usually they try to help the people with the hospitals and help the people, because they have to answer to Allah, to God, to their God. And Fatah is more corrupt. So Fatah will take the money that's coming in from the West, and they'll give it to their friends and their families and the people that won't do jobs for them or help them out, or they're as known as Christian families or traitor families, as collaborators. They won't help them at all. So Fatah is not any better than Hamas. They just work on a different level. And though we're calling them moderate, and they're under Abu Mazen, Mahmoud Abbas, who is their prime minister, there is really no difference in the groups. They both treat the people very badly. And I work amongst the everyday people, the Muslim people, and they tell me their stories. So I have their stories firsthand.
All right, hold that thought. We'll be right back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Cheryl Hancock, and Cheryl, of course, spends a fair amount of time at great risk to herself going to the Muslim section, the Palestinian section of Israel, and into the villages there, where the people live in really abject poverty, unless, of course, they work for the government, but that's like it is here in the United States, you know, where if you got a government job, you never had it so good. You know, you get more pay than anybody else does and better benefits. But over there, certainly the people are really terribly impoverished, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they are. And the government, the leadership wants to keep them that way because then they can use them better.
And so basically, neither Hamas nor Fatah, the two branches of the Palestinian movement, are really helping the average individual. They sort of help their friends and their family with all the money they get, but not the average Palestinian. How does the average Palestinian make a living? How do they get money for food? Do they have any welfare programs? Do they have jobs? How are they living?
Mostly, if you belong to either Fatah or Hamas, one of the organizations, then you're going to be helped. If you don't, if you refuse to belong to them, then you don't get assistance from them. Then you're trying to get help from whatever you can, whatever you can sell. I met one man who was out begging for money in mosques. And he needed diapers for his kids. His grown kids were disabled. He couldn't find any money, so we began helping him, and he became a believer. But the thing is, they cannot get money, and they want to keep them that way so that they can use the people.
And you're talking about now the Palestinian leadership.
Yeah, the Palestinian leadership. I'm talking about Hamas. I'm talking about Fatah. This is how it works. And if you say anything against them, then you are in danger of somebody in your family being killed or you being killed or your house being burned. I have a friend that I work with very closely who has become a believer, and they approached him and they said, we want you to work with Fatah and be a leader in Fatah and organize the Intifada, which is an Arab uprising against Israel. And he said no, he wouldn't do it. Because he didn't do it, they burned half of his house down.
Well, now, of course, certainly as far as the average Palestinian is concerned over there, what's the rate of unemployment in the Palestinian community? Do you have any idea?
Pardon, could you ask that again, Sam?
Beg pardon?
I didn't hear the question.
Oh, as far as unemployment is concerned, what percentage of the Palestinians have regular employment?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I can't give you the answer to that, but I can tell you that the majority of the people do not have employment.
So the majority of the people are unemployed. Now, do they have farms or do they have vegetable gardens? How do they get food?
A lot of them have olive groves, and they do farm, and they grow things, and they sell them in the market. But some of them sneak into Israel, and they try to get jobs under the table. And, of course, they get very low wages because the people that hire them know that they have snuck into Israel, they don't belong there, and who are they going to go to complain about their wages if they don't get them or if they get low wages? But this is what's going on. Then they get caught going into Israel. But Israel used to open their borders a lot more before the suicide attacks happened, and they worked fine in Israel in construction and in the villages. But because of suicide attacks, they had to close the borders more and be more careful.
Well, now, how are they recruiting their suicide bombers? Because we hear all the time about the suicide bombers, and even many of them, women or even young girls going in as suicide bombers. How do they get them to do that?
Yeah, well, a lot of it, I have a film that I'm showing now as I go around to different churches and schools, and it is about reporters going into the jails and interviewing these suicide bombers that have gotten arrested, gotten caught, or have been in on a suicide attack that has been a partner. And when you talk to them, when you hear what they have to say, a lot of them have been brainwashed since they were a kid. They start when the kids are 5, 6 years old and teach them that they need to take their land back. All of Israel is called Palestine, and they need to take it back from the occupiers, who are the Israelis. So they learn this from a young age. And the young age, these kids are saying that they hate the Israelis, and if they could, they would kill them. So they're brainwashed from the beginning, and they talk about how there's 72 virgins in paradise, and if they become a martyr, this is what's going to happen. But the women say, if we become martyrs, then we are the madams over those 72 virgins.
How can anybody really believe that?
Yeah, they're brainwashed. They're just completely, they don't have a childhood, and I call this child abuse. When they take a 5, 6-year-old child and start teaching them how to kill, and how to hate at this age.
And of course, really, this is already built upon hatred, isn't it? Isn't the really so much of the Muslim faith, at least as is practiced in Palestine, built upon hatred and fear?
Yes. As a matter of fact, a lot of people will become suicide bombers. Well, first of all, like you said, because they're so poor and they have no way of feeding their families, so they'll blow themselves up, and the government will pay their families. But also, there's fear, and they will do what they say because of fear. They'll send their kid and say, okay, you can have this kid, and that kid becomes a suicide bomber. Or one woman that I know of, she was caught in adultery, and because she was caught in adultery, they approached her and they said, either you die as an adulteress or you die as a martyr. You choose.
That isn't a very good, choice, that's for sure.
No. These people have really no kind of life. There is no democracy in the Palestinian Authority. Why America is trying to push for a Palestinian state with the government that is there, I have no idea. When we're trying to make a democracy out of Iraq, what about the Palestinian Authority? If we make Palestine, a real Palestine, the leadership is just going to crush the people, as it has been.
Well, of course, basically my understanding is that in the last regular elections, Hamas won, and since our government didn't like Hamas, why, they decided not to recognize Hamas, so they're still funding and supporting, Abbas, Mahmoud Abbas, even though he was rejected by his own people. Would that be a fair statement?
Of course, yes. They're funding Hamas, they're funding Fatah, and saying that they're the more moderate. Well, guess what? I had a friend that was in the West Bank, and the secret police, which is Fatah, came to his door and told him if he didn't stop doing what he was doing, he's a believer, and he was evangelizing. If he did not stop doing what he was doing, they were going to kill him. This is the people that we are wanting in the government.
And these are the people we're backing then?
Exactly. We're giving them guns.
All right, fine. Well, now, I know in the past, certainly Saddam Hussein used to provide money for the suicide bombers, and that Saudi Arabia used to provide money for the suicide bombers. Is Saudi Arabia, our good friends in Saudi Arabia, still financing the suicide bombers over there in Palestine?
From what I hear, they're helping.
All right, so our good friends who are being financed with your tax dollars in Saudi Arabia are funding the suicide bombers, who are, of course, going into Israel and trying to kill as many people as possible. And so many of these things just don't make sense. Well, but you do say that, of course, there is certainly a Christian influence among the Palestinians, but aren't they faced with death if they're found to have actually, left the Muslim faith and become a Christian? Don't they actually face the loss not only of their family, but the loss of their lives?
Yes, of course. I've known some that have died already. They either hang them. I've known one that was drugged behind a car until he died. To make an example of, they're hung in the square.
Cheryl, are you on a hard line or a telephone, a handheld telephone?
I'm on a regular landline.
All right, very good. Thank you. Go right ahead. My producers say you sound fine, so go right ahead.
Okay.
Anyway, of course, you know that people have actually been killed for converting to Christianity?
Yeah, and if it's not the person itself, let's say the person themselves gets away and gets to hide in Israel proper, then their family members are approached, and some of them are killed. So I know a 12-year-old boy who is a nephew of my friend that was stabbed in his heart because his family was Christian. And this is going on now. This is getting worse, actually. In Gaza, what they're doing is they're making Islamic law. There are believers in Gaza. Most of them have left that could leave. But the locals, the ones that have converted and are still there, are the ones that are under fire now. They have to be very careful. But they are coming and attacking the believers in the West Bank, not just in Gaza. I'm talking about the whole West Bank.
I see, fine. Well, no, we hear a great deal of talk about the current Israeli government not only want to give up the Golan Heights, they want to give up Judea and Samaria. And for those who do not know Israel, this is really in the very, very heart of Israel. In other words, if they gave up Judea and Samaria, that almost cut Israel in half. Oh, how do the Israeli people feel about that? That's since there are people who live there, Jewish people who live there, over a quarter million of them, who've lived there for, 30 or 40 years.
Yeah, and some even longer. It was the Jewish people that came in the late 1800s that built up the land there, and they hired Arab people. And so you had all these Arab people coming from all these different nations coming to work for the Jewish people and build up Israel. And now you have these people called Palestinians and that are taking over this area. But the people that are living there don't want to leave their homes. The people are fighting against the government. And it's very sad because a lot of the soldiers, the Israeli soldiers, refuse to pull the people out of their homes.
Why is the Israeli government fighting against the Israeli people and trying to give away their homes to the Palestinians? Because you can give the Palestinian leaders all the land you have, and there would never be peace because of the intense hatred of the Jews.
Right, and people are trying to figure that one out, and a lot of it is, we believe, pressure from the West.
In other words, the pressure from the United States
is actually
to get the Israelis to make these illogical political decisions. We're talking about pressure on Olmert, pressure on Peres, pressure on Barak, and Until the American people understand that our leaders have a far different vision than the average American does, and we get out of other people's affairs and quit financing the wicked people that were financing both Hamas and Fatah, who were intent upon destroying Israel, and were financing Egypt, which is intent upon destroying Israel, and were financing Saudi Arabia, that is intent upon destroying Israel, and we financed Iraq, even under Saddam Hussein, who was funding the terrorist bombers. And if anybody doubts that, we'd be glad to provide the documentation. And none of this makes any sense unless there's another agenda. Well, Cheryl, you know, certainly, what's happening to the Jewish people? Are some of them coming to know the Lord as well?
As a matter of fact, I know a lot of Jewish people. I live among the Jewish people. And I have friends that are ultra-Orthodox. And these people remind me of Saul of Tarsus, when before Paul became Paul and became a believer. They have a heart for God, and they want to follow, and they do their best at following these laws. But they don't know him. And when I go visit my friends and I see their heart, and we get into Bible studies, we talk about this, we get into prayer, and I see them in tears and crying over this, I see their heart softening.
So well, you hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Cheryl.
This is a market alert from Midas Resources. Since August 9th, the Fed has created and injected $200 billion into the financial markets to keep them afloat, ignoring the hyperinflationary hangover that is the sure result. Data released by the New York Federal Reserve shows that foreign central banks have cut their stash of U.S. Treasuries by $48 billion since late July, with falls of $32 billion in the last 2 weeks alone. Could China be quietly dumping the dollar? The quality of your life depends on the quality of your currency, and the quality of the dollar is poor because the quantity is so high. Printing money out of thin air has disastrous results, victimizing middle-class citizens and discouraging savings. If you have been considering precious metals as a hedge against inflation, you need to act now. Procrastination is the mother of lost opportunities. Call me, Tom Andrew, at 1-800-606-1294. That's 1-800-606-1294.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Life in a fishbowl. No, not in an aquarium. The behaviors of these specimens were observed while they were driving their cars. When we come back, I'll tell you what you've been doing on the road.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
Stretch limos with tinted windows aside. What we do while driving is on display for everyone to see. And according to an Exxon poll of 1,000 drivers, our top three favorite activities are 1 in 5 of us flirt with other drivers. Another 40% actually reach out and touch someone with our cell phones. And the number one private activity that 70% of us perform for public view is the ever-popular eating. Now that gives dining and dashing a whole new meaning. I'm Bobby Likas, brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
Back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Cheryl was just saying that over in Israel, Barak, who is the defense minister, has actually taken the gas masks away from many Israeli citizens. Now, there is a growing possibility of either a chemical or biological attack, and Barak has simply taken away the gas masks many times at gunpoint, sent soldiers to the door and demand their gas masks, saying they're going to update them, and he lied. Because he had no intention of giving them back again. What explanation was there for taking the gas masks away and then refusing to give them back to the people when the people wanted them, and certainly many other government officials wanted to have them? Why does Barak, who is in charge of defense, have the right to simply put the Israeli citizens in harm's way?
Yes, his problem was that he didn't want to offend Syria or have Syria think that Israel is preparing an attack on Syria. So that if it looked like he was getting the people in Israel prepared, that maybe Israel was going to attack Syria, and then Syria would attack Israel first. It's not a very good excuse, because everybody needs to be prepared.
Well, does anybody really believe that that was the real reason?
You know, I don't know what they really believe, but they're very angry at him.
You mean the people of Israel are?
Sure. Everyone feels unprotected.
Is he elected, or is he appointed by Olmert?
I don't know.
All right, fine. So anyway, of course, Barak is the defense minister, and he has certainly taken the gas masks away from the people. And if you were facing a real threat, a very real threat, and I believe it's real, of a chemical or biological attack, how would you feel about the man who said, oh, well, I don't want to give them back to anybody? Because, of course, I would not want to offend the Syrians, who might think that if the people had gas masks, that we were preparing to attack them. And yet, don't most Israelis believe that sooner or later there's going to be war between Syria and Israel? And what will happen to the people then, who have no defense for themselves or their families?
It's true. It's inevitable that there will be a war in Israel. And we know that even if we read the word. But we can see that in the headlines. We can see it in the talk. We know that it's going to happen. It's just a matter of time. So why not be prepared?
And I think this is a very, very real question that everybody should ask. And so why are they leaving so many of the Israelis without gas masks? So you say you have two gas masks, and certainly is there some way that the people could get them other through the regular channels if they really wanted to get a gas mask?
There are ways you can get them. That's why I got my second one. But I got my first one from the government when they were handing them out. When we were under attack from Iraq, when Iraq was threatening to attack Israel.
All right.
And so then I bought an extra one also.
All right.
You can go down and you can buy them. But right now they're not available.
So basically you're fortunate to have them. And of course, what about the Palestinians? Would they have gas masks? Certainly the Palestinians, some of them live in Israel, and certainly many of them live adjacent. But if there's a chemical or biological attack, why, that could spread into the Palestinian community as well, couldn't it?
It sure could, and they'd all become martyrs, I guess.
In other words, they would not have no defense at all.
Yeah, they wouldn't.
And now, how about the Israeli military? You know, we've heard that, you know, in years past, they had very high morale and tremendous esprit de corps, but there seems to be a real problem with the Israeli military now. A lot of simply disaffection. We know that many of the soldiers simply refused to take orders. Of course, they were ordered to evict Israelis from their own homes. And at least 30 of the soldiers or Israeli soldiers said, we're not going to carry out those orders because they're unjust. How do the Israelis feel about these soldiers who refused to take orders, orders which, of course, they felt were against their own people?
Well, you know, the problem is everyone joins the army when they become 18 years old, so everyone has someone in the army, even boys and girls both have to join. And so for them to go into these places and pull out their own family members, does that make sense? No. It's hard to fight against your own family because you're taking orders from the government that you don't agree with in the first place. They need to work it out before they send these soldiers in.
But, of course, this is what they did in Gaza, which, of course, was down south there. And they ordered the Israeli soldiers to go in and literally at gunpoint to evict about, what, about 10,000 people from Gaza? 10,000 Israelis?
Yes, and some still do not have homes.
Now, these are the people then that had lived in Gaza, many of them 20, 30 years or more. They were very successful, very well-to-do. And suddenly their homes are taken away, their livelihood is taken away, and they become destitute in Israel. How do they live? I mean, is there any funding for them at all, any help?
They have been putting them in hotels. They've putting them in tent cities.
Putting them in tent cities in their own land?
Yeah.
After taking away their homes, and of course, they could do that to the Israelis. Could they do that to Americans if they wanted to? I think we have to watch and see what's happening in Israel. Perhaps it foreshadows what's going to happen in America if we continue turning against God.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec, but before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high-profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's a part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here, it's 1-800-229-7758. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-229-7758. 1-800-229-7758.
Back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Cheryl Hancock, and Cheryl lives over in Israel and works there, goes into the Palestinian area, of course, at great risk to herself, but of course she is ministering the people, both Palestinians and to the Jewish population, and she is an evangelical Christian. Now, before we go on, Cheryl, I'd like you to let our listeners know how they could get in touch with your ministry, because certainly we support Cheryl. We think she's doing a wonderful job, and perhaps there's some people out in the audience who would like to help. How can they get in touch with your ministry here?
The best way to do it is by email.
All right.
And that would be to contact@fastforlife.com.
Contact at what now?
Fast for Life.
Fast for Life, right?
.org.
Fastforlife.org. So that's contact@fastforlife.org. And of course, what Cheryl is doing, I think, is so vitally important. And certainly, if I was younger, I'd love to do the same thing. But God hasn't called me to do that. Now, Cheryl was just telling us that one of the most amazing things is that an awful lot of people are coming from the United States, are coming from England, coming from all parts of the world. And these are Jewish people who are returning, of course, to Israel. And as she was saying before we went to the break, that she was out at the airport interviewing people coming in from Great Britain, a Jewish couple there. She asked them why they were coming to live in Israel at this time. And they said that, of course, London was being taken over by other people. And they thought it was time to come home to be with their own kind. And, of course, I suppose they were talking about the Muslim takeover of London.
Well, that's exactly it. I asked the same questions. Are you talking about the Muslims? They said, yes, we are. They said, there are so many mosques there. They're having their way there. They're taking over completely. And it's not just in London, not just in England. It's in Germany. It's in France. And it's here in America, if you look around, that it's happening.
And, of course, this is part of a long-range plan. I mean, they changed the immigration policies back during the Vietnam War, and while we were focusing our attention on what was happening in Vietnam and our flag-draped coffins coming home and our weeping widows and mothers, and that was when Ted Kennedy and his ilk were changing our immigration laws to allow massive Muslim immigration to America, and I'm sure that the same thing has happened in Europe. And, of course, it's simply the Muslims are taking over. The people of Europe are not having children. The Muslims are having 5-6 children in their families and multiplying that way. And they're taking over the jobs and running for office and building their mosques. And the intention is to bring Sharia law. Sharia law to England, Sharia law to Germany, Sharia law to the United States. And people sort of laugh at that. And yet, is that a real possibility? What about Israel? Certainly, if they allowed all the Muslims to return to Israel, they would take over that country as well, wouldn't they?
Right, and Israel is worried about that because there are so many Israeli Arabs that they have given citizenship to that are Muslims, and they are multiplying by leaps and bounds, and so they're afraid that years down the road that they're going to be able to take over as far as voting power. And that's happening here in America, too.
Sure, it certainly is. In fact, we have our first Muslim congressman. Who knows, before long we may have a number of congressmen and senators, and of course, bringing their religion into our nation. And of course, it changed the whole perspective of what government's about, because they want a theocracy. That's what their desire is. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Cheryl was saying that most people in Israel believe that the war was coming with their neighbors certainly this summer, and Israel is poorly prepared for it militarily, certainly as far as shelters. Are they actually building bomb shelters now for the people, protection shelters in case of the missile attacks?
Yeah, there really are a lot of shelters in Israel, but they were not in good condition, and they are building more shelters. As a matter of fact, when I left, I think it was the day I left, they hit a kindergarten. And, the shelters aren't good enough in these places, so they are sending their kids to other schools that are further away from the shelling. And, you know, the problem is the Katyushas are getting further and further into Israel, so they do have to fortify these shelters that they do have. And, as you said, give out the gas masks so people can be prepared.
And, of course, the Defense Secretary, Mr. Barak, is doing everything he can to block preparation for the Israeli people, which really doesn't make sense if you look at things logically. But then when you understand, of course, that Israel is totally dependent on the United States for help, and we are telling them what to do, maybe that explains why they're not making preparations for the Israeli people or the American people. should there be a major attack on either nation. Well, Sydney, what about the Air Force? As far as you know, is the Air Force still in pretty good shape? Do you think that they will help to be able to defend Israel? And if Israel was really faced with an all-out attack, do you think that they would resort to the nuclear option?
Well, I think that the Israeli Air Force is very good and in very good condition. As a matter of fact, as we speak, these people, the Israeli Defense Force, is just really beefing up. They're doing all they can to beef up because they know that something's coming soon. And they have to be ready. So they are preparing. And America is helping in that area. And maybe that's part of the pressure, you know, put on Israel to why they have to give in to this and that, because America does help in a lot of different ways. But, yeah, Israeli Air Force is one of the best in the world.
All right. Now, what about this incident that occurred about a week and a half ago, where several planes, I don't know whether it was two or six Israeli planes, I hear different reports, but they flew into Syria someplace there, and apparently they dropped their gas tanks and left. And does anybody know what this was really all about?
You know, it's really strange, because during that time is when I was preparing to leave for America, so I didn't catch what was going on. All I heard is there was an attack. We don't even know if it was real or if they happened to be in their airspace and were shot at. I don't know at this point.
All right, so basically there's a lot of question, you know, both in Israel and here, exactly what happened, and the people who know what happened just aren't talking.
Yeah, you would think if Israel did attack Syria that it wouldn't be as quiet as it is right now.
Well, apparently the Iranians are saying if Israel attacks Syria again, it's going to mean war. Now, we don't even know if they attacked the first time,
right,
if they overflew the country. Had you heard, well, of course you were getting ready to leave, but we've heard that actually, of course, that they overflew Turkey and then went from Turkey on into Israel, because apparently there is some sort of relationship between Turkey and in Israel. Is that true?
Yeah, there is. Turkey has been pretty moderate and pretty good towards Israel. As a matter of fact, a lot of people from Israel go to Turkey for a vacation. I was there just a couple months ago in Turkey at a resort talking to Jewish people. These Jewish people happen to live in Istanbul. And I asked how their government's doing, and they said they're very worried about their government right now because there's elections. And the person running for the elections is very Islamic. And if that person wins, that Turkey can change. And it's going to change its mind towards Israel, but also it's going to hurt the Jewish people and all of the other people that are more liberal in Turkey. And, of course, the guy that was more Islamic, he won the election.
Well, what about the Israeli population of Turkey? Do they have a fairly good size Israeli population there? Do you mean no?
Yeah, there's a lot of Jewish people that live there. I was really surprised. A lot of Jewish people that have immigrated to Turkey years ago with their families that have never even been to Israel.
Really?
Yeah, and I asked them, why aren't you moving to Israel? And they said, well, we probably will if this guy wins the elections.
And of course, I think this is really what's happening, is that as people throughout the world find an increasingly inhospitable character in their own country, then they are returning to Israel almost as if being drawn there by some sort of an invisible force. So maybe that's what God's plan always was. Well, certainly at the present time, I know many people in Israel are very, very concerned because, of course, you know, Hamas has a tremendous number of weapons, so does certainly the Hezbollah, so does Israel, so does Syria, so does Iran, and of course, if war would come, I suspect that both Egypt and Saudi Arabia would come in to war against Israel. How could Israel possibly survive an attack from all those countries, especially it would be a missile attack?
You know, I think the only way that Israel can survive from all of that is if the Lord intervenes. It's going to be a very difficult time for Israel, and if America turns its back on Israel during a time like that, Israel is going to be in a very bad predicament.
Well, I'm saying America is the only country in the world that would have the capacity to actually be able to get Israel to survive. But do you really think America would come to Israel's help?
I don't know at this point.
And you really wonder, of course, what the real attitude of America is. Certainly recently, President Bush had said he was going to get Israel to withdraw to the 1949 defense borders. Well, 1949, there wasn't hardly any Israel. It was certainly totally indefensible borders. Why would we want to force them to withdraw and to give up, you know, Judea and Samaria and Gaza and really Jerusalem itself, which is the very heart and soul of Israel, and yet that is outside the 1949 perimeter.
Yeah, it makes you wonder if America is trying to appease the Islamic world for some reason and in hurting Israel at the same time, at the expense of Israel. We don't know. It doesn't make sense at all.
I think, of course, people have to understand when things don't make sense, when nothing at all is logical, then there is another explanation. But it's not one that's going to be routinely discussed on talk radio, I will tell you that. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you'd like to give a call. If you have a question for Cheryl, who's just back from Israel, I will be here for 2 months and then going back again. And of course, I can also recommend the ministry that supports her and keeps her going. And, of course, this is how she's able to take gifts into the Muslim communities and of course, get, you know, many of these people to realize that the Christian God is certainly a great deal different than the Muslim God, because the Muslim God rules by fear. And, of course, that is, of course, what the Muslim lives in, constant the fear of death and Hades and all these things. Well, let's go to Mike, who's giving us a call. Hi, Mike. Did you have a question for our guest?
Oh, just a comment. I don't know if you covered this, but I wanted to add that the training of the children, as she was describing earlier in the program, to be this way, as martyrs, et cetera, that's outlined in the PLO charter.
As you're talking about the Muslim children who are being trained from the time they're 5 or 6 to be a terrorist and suicide bombing.
Exactly. Militarily, from the earliest grade school on up, even to die the way they die.
All right, well, at least we know where our tax money is going, because we're financing both the PLO and Hamas. In fact, if you read the book we carry called The Devil's Game, it goes into the fact that how the American government actually financed the inception of Hamas, but we can't tell the American people that.
Yeah.
Then we
the PLO charter is a very important document. It's equivalent to them as our U.S. Constitution is to us. It explains who they are, where they come from, and what they do.
All right. Would you like to comment on that?
Yes, I know exactly what he's talking about. I've read some of this material, and he's right.
All right, fine. Okay, anything else, Mike?
That's it, thanks.
All right, thanks very much. Well, then let's go to Herman. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Hi, Herman. How are you doing?
Good, and thank you for having Cheryl on. Are there any places that you will be speaking in this area that if people wanted to hear you?
Herman, yes, it's nice talking to you again. And I will be speaking in Monterey. And, you know, the best way to find out where those places are would be going to the website, www.fastforlife.org. And my itinerary is on that. Is that possible for you?
Yes, fastforlife.org.
Okay.
F-A-S-T, fastforlife.org. Okay?
Yes.
And the other question is, for those listeners that have had a interest to go to Israel to visit the Holy Land. Now, I was privileged to be there and 2 times, and I felt very safe. I didn't go into the Muslim areas except in Jerusalem on a tour, but there is security all over, and we went to Galilee and, you know, Tel Aviv and Masada and so forth, and I would recommend it, but what is your suggestion to people that might have an interest of visiting Europe and certainly help them in their economy?
Yeah, well, right now I would say go. For anyone that wants to go, now is the time to go. And to go and encourage the Jewish people and the government, the Jewish government, and let them know that we care for them and to help the economy. And, you know, the guides won't take you to places that I'm talking about. I go into the field. I go into the places where there are problems, because those people need to hear about the Lord. But the guides will take you to the places that are safe. They are constantly on those cell phones. They know where the problems are. And they want to keep the tourists as safe as possible because they want the tourists to come.
Amen to that. Also, of course, the guides want to be safe themselves. I know very well when I've been there why the guides were, you know, you knew that they were going to look after us because they were going to look after themselves because they were right in the front of the bus. And believe me, they were constantly monitoring the radios to find out where it was safe. So certainly we never saw any danger when we were there, and we've been there half a dozen times. Anything else, Herman?
Well, you know, there's the scripture in the Bible that says those that bless Israel will be blessed, those that curse Israel will be cursed. Now, that's in the Old Testament, but Cheryl, do you have any comment on that? Do you feel people that are somehow involved themselves with helping Israel are somehow blessed?
You know, I have to personally say yes, because before I moved to Israel, I didn't know I was moving to Israel, and I supported a couple ministries in Israel, and I worked at a nuclear power plant, and every time I supported the ministries, I would get a raise. Now, I'm not going to say that's going to happen to everybody, but I could say for myself, I started to bless Israel in the way I could, and I was blessed. And as I go over there and I live there and I fall in love with these people and care for these people and bring them food, it's a blessing to me. I would not change my life for anything. I love it. And so it's a blessing to me to see them blessed.
And of course, Cheryl is there full time. She's been there almost 8 years. And this is what she does. It ministers to the people, both Jewish and Palestinian there in the Holy Land. Anything else, Herman, before we let you go?
Yeah, is there an address if anybody wants to send any support that we could send it to? P.O. Box?
Oh, I think that she just said it was better just to go through the email, which was what?
Yeah, the contact at Fast for Life.
Contact at fastforlife.org, and they'll give the address. Pretty hard to give the address over the radio.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much, Herman.
Okay, fine. Well, of course, our guest has been Cheryl.
Pardon?
No, I'm just saying that our guest has been Cheryl, and Cheryl, of course, is works full-time over in Israel, comes home once a year, and we always look forward to having her. We've actually had, we'll have her again, I believe, next week on our evening program, and hope to have her on our morning program as well. But she's on the front lines. She's doing what many of us would like to do, and we hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to helping her. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
To
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with heart and body extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and body extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried heart and body extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Dr. Sharif also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and body extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and body extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you listen to our programs and you agree that we have an important message, we hope that many of you will seriously consider joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters, because that's the bulwark of what we do. And for a suggested gift of $20 a month or more, you'll get our 4 best tapes or CDs of the month, and our monthly newsletter, or you can simply subscribe to the monthly newsletter. But it all helps, and it all goes to maintain the 60 outlets we have every single week. We're somewhere in America, somewhere throughout the world. People are hearing the information they're not going to get elsewhere. Because behind everything that's going on, and when we talk about some of the things that are going on in Israel that just don't make sense, or some of the things that are going on in America that don't make sense, when you realize that we have no effective defense against a missile attack coming in from another country, when you have to understand there are powerful spiritual forces that dominate every aspect of our life, there is another dimension. If you've not yet read the book Stargate, we recommend it. If you've not read the books we have on Sydney by Malachi Martin, Hostage to the Devil, his book, Hostage to the Devil, or heard the 4-tape set we have, the Wisdom of Malachi Martin. If you've never actually seen our 4-tape set on Satanism, or Satanic Crimes, and the book we have on Satanic Crimes, the book we carry on the Devil Hunter, actually it was a gentleman who was deeply involved in Satanism, and then came to know the Lord, and went across the land lecturing to police forces, and the FBI would send an agent out after him to tell everybody there was nothing to worry about. There were no satanic organizations in the world. Satanism doesn't exist, and yet it does exist. And so why was the FBI doing everything to convince the police forces across America that there is no satanic movement? You really need, of course, to get the book, Diary of a Devil Hunter, Satanic Crimes. And let me suggest our 4-tape set on Satanic Crimes. We are involved in a spiritual battle. There really are forces from the dark side out there that are directing American domestic and foreign policy. And that's why there's an attack on Christianity in our schools. That's why they've taken God out of our schools. That's why our churches are under attack, and why so many of our ministers, we find out down the line, really do not believe in the Christian faith. That's why some ministers are telling Christians, oh, go ahead and take the chip, our RFID chip, nothing to worry about. Why are they doing that? How can they be certain? Well, maybe they know that there is something to worry about, and Christians are being misled. Let me simply suggest that you get our material on the church growth movement, on musical madness, on the music that's being used in the church today. Let me simply suggest that you get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and listen to my talk. It's on DVD on the forbidden truth and the syllabus that goes with that. And an understanding of why and who the angel is, who rides in the whirlwind and directs his storm. That's a phrase that President Bush used twice in his first inaugural address on the 20th of January, the year 2000, the angel that rides in the whirlwind and directs this storm. And as he concluded, there really is an angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs this storm. What was he talking about? You need to get our four-tape or four-CD set on the secret behind the secret, an expose of Rhonda Byrne's movement, which is sweeping our nation in the form of a DVD and a book, selling millions and millions of copies, introducing you to a whole other dimension, and teaching you how you can manipulate the entire universe with your mind. But of course, if you do, it is the risk of your eternal soul. That's the secret behind the secret. There's so many things. Go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. Remember, we are having an all-day seminar on the 28th of October. That's the 20th.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedical Report. I'd like to introduce you to an amazing central breakthrough product called Nutritrala, the time-relief alpha-lipoic acid, the very first master super antioxidant in the world. In many countries, this has now been released in the last few months as literally a drug. It is not. It is a long-acting form of the recycler of all your antioxidant systems in your body to protect your DNA, your mitochondria, and your energy production in your cells.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.